trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教。李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，你是常常与我们同在，我们今天再有一个机会从天上得到一些灵粮，求主祝福每位听众，特别祝福一些殷勤听到的听众，使他们从这些课文里面可以得到很大的帮助。求主也是让他们知道我们的主耶稣快要回来，帮助他们预备他们的身心，等候主耶稣的再来。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 99,
第九十九课。
Lesson 99,
第九十九课。
The subject is The dead shall live。
这个课的题目是死人要复活。
We read in 1 Corinthians 15, 14 and 16 to 18.
我们在哥林多前书15章14节还有16节至18节里头念了这样的话。
And if Christ be not risen,
若是基督没有复活,
then is our preaching vain.
我们所传的便是枉然。
And your faith is also vain.
你们所信的也是枉然。
For if the dead rise not,
因为死人若不复活,
then is not Christ raised,
基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ be not raised,
基督若没有复活,
your faith is vain,
你们的信便是徒然。
Ye are yet in your sins,
你们仍旧在罪里。
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished,
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
According to these verses,
根据这些个经文,
the Christian's faith stands or falls on the question of the resurrection.
基督徒的信仰就是在复活的这个问题上得以站立或者是请服。
Christ could have come to earth and lived a life without sin.
基督可以来到世上过一种无罪的生活。
He could have been obedient unto death.
他可以存心顺服以至于死，
Even the death of the cross，
且死在十字架上。
Yet if he had failed to come forth from the grave，
但是如果他不能够从坟墓里头出来，
All of his sacrifice for man，
他为人类所做的一切牺牲，
Would have been in vain，
都会是枉然的。
He would have been just another good man who had gone the way of all flesh.
这样他就只不过是一个善人中间的一位，归于凡有血气者所必经之道而已。
Our great adversary Satan,
我们的大仇敌撒旦,
hoped to seal the Son of God forever within Joseph's new tomb.
他希望永远地把上帝的儿子封在约瑟的新的坟墓里。
He moved upon the priests to ask the governor to secure the sepulchre in which the body of the crucified Lord had been placed.
他激动那些祭司，要求巡抚封妥安置被钉十字架之主的身体的那个坟墓。
This is how secure they made it.
他们就是这样封闭的。
A great stone.Was rolled over the opening.
把一块大的石头滚到那个墓的门口。
Across this heavy stone were tied, cords fastened at either end to the solid rock.
横过这块沉重的磐石就捆上了绳子，两端是捆在那坚定的岩石之上。
Then over these cords was affixed the Roman government seal.
然后在这些绳子上头就贴上罗马政府的封条。
Now the stone could not be removed without breaking the seal.
要是不撕破封条，就不能够挪动这些个石头。
A guard of 100 soldiers was stationed around the sepulchre.
他们派遣了100名的看守的兵丁驻扎在坟墓的周围。
To prevent it from being tampered with.
来防止别人来妄动。
However, Satan in the hour of his apparent triumph.
可是在撒旦当他在表面上得胜的时候
，was to suffer his greatest defeat，
却遭受了他最大的失败。
Angels that excel in strength were also guarding that tomb，
大有能力的天使也在看守着那个坟墓。
And no earthly power, however strong，
世上的能力无论是多么坚强
，not even the devil himself。
即使连撒旦他自己
could confine the Savior of mankind beyond the third day，
也不能够禁闭那位人类的救主超过三天。
We read of this miraculous event which occurred about dawn on the first day of the week，
我们读到这个神迹是发生在七日的第一日黎明的时候。
And behold，there was a great earthquake.
忽然地大震动。
For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven.
因为有主的使者从天上下来。
And came and rolled back the stone.
把石头滚开。
And sat upon it.
坐在上面。
His appearance was like lightning.
他的相貌如同闪电。
And his raiment white as snow.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Matthew 28:2-4.
马太福音二十八章二至四节。
This mighty angel from the courts of heaven called forth the sleeping Christ.
这位大有能力的天使从天庭而来，呼唤那睡着了的基督出来。
Jesus steps from the rent sepulchre.
基督就从裂开的坟墓里头走了出来。
Not in the drab garments of a poor man.
不是穿着穷人的石了色的衣衫。
But in the glorious robes of a conqueror.
而是穿着得胜者的荣耀的袍子。
Thank God for the risen Savior.
要为这位复活了的救主而感谢上帝。
Formerly,We were dead in trespasses and sins.
先前我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
Ephesians 2:1.
以弗所书二章一节。
Before he meets the life-giving Savior.
在他遇见了赐予生命的救主之前。
The sinner is dead.
罪人乃是死的人。
Spiritually dead.
属灵方面的死人。
1 Corinthians 15:22 says.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节说。
For as in Adam all die，
在基督里众人都死了。
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive，
照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
You do not actually live until you know Christ，
直到你认识基督以后才有真正的生活。
Life in Christ is the abundant life，
在基督里头的生命是一种丰盛的生命。
The life of true satisfaction
是一种真正满足的生命。
And to the one who daily walks with Christ，
对于天天与基督同行的人来说，
Death holds no fears，
死亡并不是可怕的事情。
It is but a short interlude between a victorious life here and a glorious unending life in heaven，
他只不过是在今生的胜利的生活和在天上的荣耀没有穷尽的生活之间的一个短短的间隙而已。
Several of my relatives have passed to their rest.
我的一些个亲戚们已经享了他们的天年而安息了。
They were godly people.
他们都是敬虔的人。
They had lived their allotted 70 years and 10.
他们已经活了他们的古稀之年。
Though we hate to part from them,
虽然我们都不愿意跟他们分离。
Yet we sorrow not as others which have no hope.
但是我们却不悲伤地像那些没有指望的人一样。
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again,
我们若信耶稣死而复活了。
Even so them also.Which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，上帝也必将他们与基督一同带来。
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven.
因为主必亲自从天降临。
With a shout.
有呼叫的声音。
With the voice of the archangel.
和天使长的声音。
And the trump of God.
又有上帝的号吹响。
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Then we which are alive and remain,
以后我们这活着还存留的人
shall be caught up together with them in the clouds,
必和他们一同被提到云里
to meet the Lord in the air,
在空中与主相遇。
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Wherefore,Comfort one another with these words.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
First Thessalonians 4:13-14, 16-18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章13-14, 16-18节。
Has death snatched away some of your dear ones?
死亡有没有抢走了一些你所爱的人呢？
Come to Jesus.And find comfort in him.
应当到耶稣的面前来，在他里面得着安息吧。
He is the life giver.
他就是赐予生命的。
If you are faithful,
要是你忠心，
you will be united with your loved ones again in the earth made new.
你就会在那更新的地世界上与你亲爱的人再联合。
Then death will have been swallowed up.In victory.
那时候死亡就会被胜利所吞没。
Life unending will be yours.
你就会得到永无穷尽的生命。
And mine to enjoy forever.
你我都会得到这样的生命，享受直到永远。
Never more to part.
永远不会再分离。
We have 10 vocabulary words to lesson 99.
第99课我们有10个生字。
Number 1, adversary.
第一个，对敌。
Adversary. 2, secure.
牢靠。
Secure. 3,Sepulchre,
坟墓
Sepulchre. 4. Affixed,
贴上
Affixed. 5. Tempered,
妄动
Tempered. 6. Occurred,
发生
Occurred. 7. Dawn.
黎明
Dawn. 8. Drab.
食色
Drab. 9. Interlude.
这是中间的一段时间
Interlude.10, 60,
六十
threescore. Let's read this lesson over in English.
我们再用英文把这一课念一遍。
Lesson 99, The Dead Shall Live.
第九十九课，死人要复活。
We read in 1 Corinthians 15:14 and 16-18. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. According to these verses, the Christian's faith stands or falls on the question of the resurrection. Christ could have come to earth and lived a life without sin. He could have been obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. Yet, if he had failed to come forth from the grave, all of his sacrifice for man would have been in vain. He would have been just another good man who had gone the way of all flesh. Our great adversary, Satan, hoped to seal the Son of God forever within Joseph's new tomb. He moved upon the priests to ask the governor to secure the sepulcher in which the body of the crucified Lord had been placed. This is how secure they made it. A great stone was rolled over the opening. Across this heavy stone were tied cords fastened at either end to the solid rock. Then over these cords was affixed the Roman government seal. Now the stone could not be removed without breaking the seal. A guard of 100 soldiers was stationed around the sepulcher to prevent it from being tampered with. However, Satan, in the hour of his apparent triumph, was to suffer his greatest defeat. Angels that excel in strength were also guarding that tomb, and no earthly power, however strong, not even the devil himself, could confine the Savior of mankind beyond the third day. We read of this miraculous event, which occurred about dawn on the first day of the week, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled, and became like dead men. Matthew 28:2-4. This mighty angel from the courts of heaven called forth the sleeping Christ. Jesus steps from the rent sepulcher, not in the drab garments of a poor man, but in the glorious robes of a conqueror. Thank God for the risen Savior. Formerly, we were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:1. Before he meets the life-giving Savior, the sinner is dead, spiritually dead. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." You do not actually live until you know Christ. Life in Christ is the abundant life, the life of true satisfaction. And to the one who daily walks with Christ, death holds no fears.
It is but a short interlude between a victorious life here and a glorious, unending life in heaven. Several of my relatives have passed to their rest. They were godly people. They had lived their allotted 70 years. Though we hate to part from them, yet we sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 14, 16-18. Has death snatched away some of your dear ones? Come to Jesus and find comfort in him. He is the life giver. If you are faithful, you will be united with your loved ones again in the earth made new. Then death will have been swallowed up in victory. Life unending will be yours and mine to enjoy forever, nevermore to part. Well, as we near the close of these lessons, I am sure you will find hope in the promises contained in this lesson.
在我们这课程快要结束的时候，相信你一定可以从这一课的材料里头得着希望。
There is positive assurance in the Bible that the dead shall live again.
在圣经里头有肯定的保证，死了的人还要复活。
Those who rise in the first resurrection will be raised to life immortal.
凡是在第一次复活有份的，他们要得着永生。
Perhaps some of you are mourning just now over the loss of some loved one.
也许有些个朋友，他们现在正在为死去的亲人而忧伤。
Your heart is filled with sorrow and grief.
你的心里面充满了忧伤、难过。
We bring to you these tidings of hope.
我们将这个希望的好信息带给你。
That one day we shall see our loved ones again.
有一天我们还会看见我们所爱的人。
They are sleeping peacefully awaiting the resurrection.
他们正是熟睡着等待复活的日子。
If we expect to see them again and live with them, we must be faithful while we are alive.
要是我们希望能够再见他们，再跟他们一同住，我们就应当做忠心的人。
I am sure that you have received enough information from the Bible to tell you what faithful means.
我相信你已经从圣经里面得着足够的材料，晓得所谓做忠心的人是什么意思。
We are to fear God and keep His commandments.
我们要敬畏上帝，遵守他的诫命。
We are to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要相信耶稣基督。
We are to allow him to make us newborn creatures.
我们要容许他使我们成为新造的人。
Christ must be the king of our lives.
耶稣基督要做我们的王。
Controlling our every action.
管束我们所有的行为。
The Bible says, he that is faithful unto the end shall be saved.
圣经说，凡是至死忠心的，必能够得救。
And my desire for you is that you might be faithful until Christ comes.
我对你的盼望就是你能够忠心一直到耶稣基督来的时候。
May God be with you until our next and our last broadcast.
我愿上帝与你同在，下一次也是我们最后一次播音的时候。